Aloha, beloveds. Welcome to Peaceful by Nature. This is Sage, and I am currently recording in my car, and it's raining outside. I am in the parking lot of Ea Valley. It has been a really long time since I released a podcast. I wanted to do so on this full moon of April 2024. There are a lot of things that I have chosen to spend my time devoting my time to, besides the podcast. It was only a once a moon podcast. It just takes time and energy, and you know how creative things are. They take a certain amount of focus. I also wanted to be more discerning how I was spending my time, where I was spending my time, as well as my intention for the podcast. I began this podcast during the pandemic when I was living in Santa Monica. It came through me without a lot of thinking what exactly I wanted it to be, or not thinking, but deep listening to what I wanted to be. It just felt like it needed to happen, and I'm so grateful because it got me in front of the mic. It has helped me connect to people who have come to the yoga teacher trainings here on Maui with me, and helped me connect with family and other people who listen to the podcast. Also gotten feedback that the meditations have been helpful, the visualizations, as well as the personal way that I share resonates. So moving forward, I am going to be releasing at least once a month. I would like to release on the full moon. My intention is to share in the most authentic and raw and vulnerable way that I can, because that is what I am most interested in. And what I love about podcasts that I listen to is that I feel like the ones that are most interesting for me to listen to are the ones that are most authentic, most honest, and current, not pre-planned. And I have found myself pretty uninspired by most of the podcasts out there, because they feel like they are trying to sell me something, or they feel like they have already thought through what they are going to say in a scripted way that doesn't feel real and authentic to me, and that just is not interesting to me. I'm really interested in how I can show up in vulnerability and authenticity in front of the mic and what it brings out, and I'm interested in sharing wisdom from lots of different traditions and things that I'm genuinely curious about. And so here's what I am feeling as the podcast moves forward. I love offering practices, and I know that there are people who enjoy the practices that I offer. So from time to time, I will offer practices on the podcast that return you to the peaceful nature that you are. I also love diving into different yogic philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, Tantra philosophy, native wisdom of all different types, exploring this human experience in a way that is authentic and reflects my own spiritual evolution as a human being. And supports, if you've come to Maui and train with me during the yoga teacher training, or if you are a one-on-one client with me in the Tantra work, or just a person who's curious about the spiritual path and wants to have a sense of one woman's individual curriculum and how I am navigating the complexities of being a female-bodied human being in this world, and what I have inherited within my own body story, and how I've alchemized and continue to alchemize through the practices of breathing and yoga and meditation and the wild, the time that I spend in nature, and encouragement along your path, a sense of community, even if you don't connect to the other people who listen to this podcast, knowing that there are other people that listen to this podcast who, like you, like me, are interested in authenticity, interested in spiritual growth and awareness, interested in honesty and integrity. I love to share what is helping me. I always have. When I was in preschool, or no, when I was first, I mean, I have a sister and she's 3 years younger than me. And as soon as I learned something, I wanted to teach it to her. I was thinking about this. I had a preschool for my siblings and cousins, Honeydew Preschool, when I was a child. I have always loved teaching. And so part of this podcast will be meditations and visualizations. Part of this will be teaching. Other two parts will be personal reflections, as well as sharing of my writing. I have been writing, and that's primarily the creative outlet that I have been devoting myself to in the last 3 years. In the last 8 months, taking a break from podcasting, pouring myself into writing, and then performing a little bit, and being a part of an audiobook that will be coming out soon called The Great Turnaround: How the Worst Thing Became the Best. I absolutely love writing. Part of that process is sharing my writing. It's a part of my DNA, part of my spiritual practice, as part of my dharma, is to share what I write. So I would like to share more of my writing on the podcast. And then the fourth facet of the podcast are conversations. Conversations I find wonderful to listen to when they are alive, awake, authentic, and not pre-scripted. And I find it most engaging to be in those conversations, to be in conversations that are not pre-thought, pre-detail outlined. So there will be meditations, visualizations, teachings, offerings of tantra, yoga, Buddhist philosophy, and I welcome questions as well as requests on both of those. So please, you can DM me at Wild Sacred Sage on Instagram. Follow me there for beautiful images of Maui and poetry. You can also email wildsacredsage@gmail.com. Ask me questions about any of these teachings or any requests that you have for meditations and visualizations. I love when this is more of a conversation, so it doesn't feel like I'm just releasing this podcast into the ether, and any feedback is welcomed. Not necessary, but welcomed. Personal sharing and conversation. So that is the flow of what I imagine this next year will be for the podcast, releasing at least once a month on the full moon, potentially more as I find the new rhythm, the new authentic expression of this podcast. So here we are. It is April of 2024, and I'm coming up on my Maui anniversary, moving to Maui 3 years ago. It's been an absolutely incredible healing journey for myself. I have gotten to meet, commune with, and circle with so many amazing human beings on this island. Whether you're here on Maui and you've come to a yoga class, or you got to train with me in yoga teacher training, or you're a friend that visited, you know how dear this place is to me. It really feels like home. For the first time, increasingly so, for a very long time, it's been a journey back home into my own body, into my own being, and inhabiting the fullness of my womanhood, of my adulthood, in a way that is mature, increasingly self-actualized. And I don't think that the process of self-actualization ever ends. It's a continual journey. I am approaching my 40th birthday, and so I'm reflecting a lot on my life. Through the writing that I've done, I also do a lot of self-inquiry, as I encourage everybody that I work with to do. And I'm in a space of acceptance of a lot of things that happened as part of my path and my journey, and wanting to share them because I know that I'm unique but not alone in a lot of the things that I have gone through. I don't carry so much. I'm sure that there is residual, but I don't carry as much shame as I once did, which kept me in secrecy and hiding for a really long time. I've hinted at in parts of the podcast and going into conversations with Joy, my relationship with my body, relationship with food, eating disorder, relationship with alcohol and alcohol addiction, exercise addiction. I recognize that these things are not my individual fault. They are part of a larger collective conditioning that started really young. How the patriarchy and capitalist society and westernized thought that we are born into tricks us into believing that we are these small separate identities that are housed in a body and unchanging, that we have a single identity. And the deeper I go into my meditation and spiritual practices, I realize that there is no self that is solid or singular. As Walt Whitman says, we contain multitudes. And I believe that this is part of the reason that I can act and love acting and performance so much and shape-shifting, opening up to lots of different voices and experiences. It's also discombobulating because we're told that we need to find one thing that we're good at, and that is our service to the world or our role, that there's a purpose, and that's one thing that is driving us or why we are here. And I think that we do ourselves a disservice because we try to box ourselves in or hold ourselves to a single identity, and that's not true for any of us. We all contain multitudes, and they're always shifting and changing, and part of the evolution of being a human is continuously stepping into the mystery of who we are becoming, and nobody knows. We are co-creating our reality with the way that we choose to feed our thoughts and feed our bodies, feed our minds and our psyches with particular things. I'm interested in allowing this continual evolution of my being to be unknown, trusting, continually trusting the expansion, my personal expansion, which is not individual. It's a collective expansion that we are growing into. One that is less centered on highly individualized separate selves and more how we are reflections of the whole, that the micro is reflecting the macro. So anything that we are dissatisfied with or are angry about in the world is really a projection of our own internal experience, internalized hatred or anxiety or judgment. And it's up to us to become the change that we want to see in the world and to alchemize those. They're not things that are wrong. They are wonderful grist for the mill. They are polishing the mirror of our continual shining awareness, our radiant awareness. And awareness is. Awareness is always open, clear, spacious, expansive, impenetrable. Anahata, the heart chakra, means unstruck. There is a part inside of each of us, the unconditional love that is unstruck, unprotected, unharmed, cannot be harmed. As the Course in Miracles says, your attack thoughts are attacking your invulnerability. There is a part in you that cannot be harmed. Rumi says, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean within the drop. And that is the multitudes, the magnificent multitudes that I am speaking to. Today's practice is a yoga nidra practice that taps us into this expansiveness, that taps us into the expansive bliss body at the heart of the yoga and tantra practices. As we move through each of the layers, the sheaths of the body, the koshas, from the Anamaya Kosha, which is the food body, to the Pranamaya Kosha, which is the breath and energy body, to the Manomaya Kosha, which is the mental and emotional and senses, the sensational body, to Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is the wise body, into Anandamaya Kosha, which is both the essential self at the very core, as well as the expansiveness that is all. This is a request from a dear friend, former trainee at the Maui Yoga Shala. Her name is Andy. She also came to our Shasta retreat, Clarity, last year. I love getting to know Andy. She's a wonderful woman. She requested another Yoga Nidra practice, which Yoga Nidra has been a really wonderful practice for me. It was one that grounded me in the insomnia of alcohol addiction, and I think setting an intention really clearly through your Yoga Nidra practice is one of the most powerful ways to transform your life, because you're bypassing all of the prefrontal cortex, fear, anxiety producing mind down into the core and the depths of who you are, that is pluripotent, radiant, and cannot be contained, and is so expansive you can create anything that you wish to create. And so setting an intention, a really clear intention, at the beginning of your Yoga Nidra practice, allowing yourself to completely dissolve, coming through the practice with a greater sense of ease, rest, and trust, trusting the mystery and the multitudes within. So thank you for your patience as I had this unplanned hiatus and much needed hiatus from the podcast, and I will be back on each full moon for the next year. I welcome feedback, and I hope that you're well. I really hope that you are well. It is a wild and can be chaotic world depending on which frequencies you attune to. I hope that this podcast can bring you back to the essential self, the truth of who you are, because you are peaceful by nature. This practice is best done lying down, and you'll want to take time to make your space as comfortable and cozy as possible. A place that you can totally relax, totally let go, and be at ease and at peace. So take time to create a space that supports your ease and your relaxation. Turn off any notifications or anything that might distract you, and once you are settled in, I recommend lying down, maybe even with an eye mask on, for this Yoga Nidra practice. Yoga Nidra is also known as yogic sleep, and the point of this practice is not to fall asleep, but it is to get into that beautiful theta wave brain state that's right between sleeping and waking. So when you first wake up and you don't really know who you are, it's the expansive state that you're still at ease and open. It is said that 45 minutes of a Yoga Nidra practice is as restful as 3 hours of deep sleep. So this practice is wonderful if you would like to take a rest but you have trouble napping, or if you're finding yourself restless in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep. This is a really nice way to ease back into sleep. Or any time that you are wanting a rejuvenating reset back into an easeful, spacious awareness. This is also a really powerful intention setting practice. So it can be done at a new moon or during your bleed, anytime that you're setting a really clear intention. You might even want to practice it once a day if you're working on a very specific intention, calling into your experience a particular goal, a project, or cultivating a way of being. So as you're lying there, relax the body and say to yourself in your mind 3 times, "Now begins the practice of Yoga Nidra." I surrender myself to this practice. And tuning into your heart's desire, your deepest desire. This is not a desire that arises from the ego, but what is your heart's deepest desire? Choose a word that encompasses this desire. Trust your intuitive knowing. And then filling in the very powerful phrase, I am, fill in the phrase with your desired intention. So it could be, I am peace. I am gratitude. I am healthy, vibrant, joyful. I am discerning. I am And taking a deep breath in, breathing in, I am. And then on the exhale, let every single cell in your body vibrate at the frequency of this word, this feeling. Breathing in, I am. And then release and let it settle in. One more time, I am. And let it settle in. I want you to imagine yourself in a space where you feel safe. This is a place that you can entirely relax and surrender. Maybe it's a place in nature. Your favorite place or a place entirely of your imagination. There may be water nearby, trees. The temperature is perfect just for you, your favorite time of day. A place where you feel safe to be 100% entirely authentically yourself. If you want, you can bring loved ones into this safe space, or maybe a pet or other animals. Or this place could be one of solitude, completely alone. This is a place where you feel entirely safe. And now you're going to turn your awareness to each body part. Love is the attention that we give to anything, and so you're gently bringing your loving attention to each body part. Beginning with the right thumb, pointer, middle finger, ring finger, baby finger, the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the left thumb, pointer, middle, ring finger, baby finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, top of the head, the middle of the head, the right eye, the left eye, your right ear and left ear, the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the jaw. Release the jaw, the tongue, the throat, the neck, the shoulders. The spine, the top of the spine, mid-spine, lower spine. The right side of your heart, the left side of your heart, the belly. And let the belly go. The hips, the pelvis, the right hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, and foot. The toes on the right side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The heel of your right foot, the sole of your right foot, the left hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, and foot, the toes on your left foot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the heel of the left, the sole of the left. Surrender the entire right side of your body together. And the entire left side of the body together. And the top all the way down from the head down to the feet together. Now become the breath. Follow the breath in, follow the breath out. And in particular, I'd like you to focus on the exhale. Completely exhale everything. And then just let the inhale naturally happen. And then exhale everything. Empty out. And let the inhale happen. Continue exhaling completely. Long exhales. And then the inhale just naturally happens. There's no need to force the inhale. Allow the breath to breathe you. Allow life to breathe you. Now on every exhale, focus your awareness completely to the outside. And then on the inhale, bring all of your awareness inside. On the exhale, focus on the outside. On the inhale, bring your awareness inside. Exhale, focus outside. Inhale, focus inside. Continue this gentle shift of perception and awareness from the inside to the outside till you feel there's no boundary between the outside and the inside. Now tune into your listening. Listening to the sound of my voice, sounds in the room, or if you're outside, the sounds of nature, or a cityscape, or other humans. You are one creature among many. And so listen in a way that's receptive. You don't have to go out to listen. It's a receptive quality, receiving the vibrations. And tune into the taste in your mouth. Without labeling what the taste is, tune into the sensation of taste. Tune into the feel of the skin, the sensations on the skin. Notice if you can smell anything. And again, without labeling what it is, just the actual sensation of smell. Allowing the eyes to stay closed, notice if there's any visualizations or visions, colors, images that are appearing in the mind's eye. Without attachment or trying, you're just witnessing them. This is a practice of watching, unattached. And now it's time to move through the stage of contrast. Imagine in your mind's eye a volcano erupting. And then a soft mountainside full of wildflowers and alpine streams. Imagine images of war, blood, and death. And then imagine friendship, community, gatherings of peace and joy. And feel into your body and let the body feel heavy. So incredibly heavy, as if your bones were made out of lead. And then let the body feel light, as if your bones were made out of feathers. You're so light. And let the body feel cold, as if you're in the middle of winter with no coat in the middle of the night. And let the body feel hot, as if you're in the middle of the desert in the midday sun. And let yourself feel anxious and worried. Then peaceful, trusting, calm, judgmental, allowing. Confused. Clear. Sad. Joyful. Claustrophobic. Expansive. And keep moving through whatever contrasts are arising. Feeling your feelings and recognizing whatever you feel, the opposite also exists. attuned to Vijnana Maya Kosha, the highest, wisest part of you, the deep wisdom within. El río del bajo del río, la que sabe na'au, the knowing, the ancient knowing inside your bones, inside your being. And you may see this as an image or a color. There may be a version of you 20 or 30 years from now, or a timeless version of you that appears in the mind's eye. And tune in if there are any questions that you have for this wise part of you, and ask them now, without expectation. And then listen. Thank this wise self, knowing that this is a part that you can always return to. Now tune into your joy. It can be helpful to attune to a memory in which you felt expansive, gentle joy, maybe a time when you were a child, a time of safety and trust and openness. Or it could be a time that you were in nature with people laughing. And tune into the feeling more than the circumstance, the feeling of joy. Allow yourself to feel it. Surrender to this field of Anandamaya Kosha, of the bliss at the center of centers, the ancient peace, the timeless bliss you are. Who are you? Without rushing, gently turn consciousness back on itself and look. Who am I? Who is this I? I am. I am. I am. Surrender to this I am. And now it's time to reflect on your practice. Recognizing that you are not the physical body, the Anamaya Kosha, because the physical body is always changing. And you are not the breath. How could you be? This breath is always moving, changing, circulating, flowing. You are not inside or outside. There is no inside or outside. You are not the sensations in the body or the feelings in the body. You are not even the wise part. You are the one that is witnessing this all. The essential self. What Rumi calls the friend. The beloved. And gently, in your own time, beginning to bring movement back into the body. You can move your thumbs over your fingers, wiggle your toes. And you don't need to climb back up into the tangle of thoughts in your mind. Feel the expansiveness you are and remain here, allowing life to meet you, to breathe you, to be. Remain in your true nature, at peace.